Good morning. It's Thursday, May 21st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a rare Senate rebellion is challenging President Trump's war authority. The U.S. Senate voted 50-47 to advance a resolution that would force President Donald Trump to seek congressional approval before continuing military action against Iran. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in backing the measure, arguing the Constitution gives Congress the sole authority to declare war. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who introduced the resolution, said lawmakers deserve a debate before any renewed fighting. The move comes 80 days after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran began. Still, the proposal faces steep odds in the Republican-controlled House and would likely face a Trump veto. Even so, the vote signals growing unease inside Trump's own party over the expanding conflict. Another news. Donald Trump's grip on the Republican Party appears stronger than ever. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, one of Trump's most outspoken Republican critics, lost his primary race to Trump-backed challenger Ed Gallrain. Massie had opposed Trump on issues ranging from Iran military operations to government spending and the release of Jeffrey Epstein-related files. Political analysts say the defeat reinforces Trump's dominance ahead of November's midterm elections, even as his national approval ratings weaken over inflation and foreign policy concerns. Several other Republicans who challenged Trump have also lost recent primaries. Some outgoing lawmakers, however, are already showing signs they may resist parts of Trump's agenda before leaving office, potentially complicating key votes in Congress later this year. Another news. The United States has lost one of its most influential modern lawmakers. Former Congressman Barney Frank, one of the first openly gay members of Congress and a key architect of financial reforms after the 2008 crisis, has died at the age of 86. Frank represented Massachusetts in the House of Representatives for more than three decades and helped craft the landmark Dodd-Frank banking law designed to tighten financial regulation after the Great Recession. He also became a leading voice for LGBT rights, supporting efforts to end the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called him an exceptional legislator who helped shape stronger consumer protections. Frank had recently been in hospice care in Maine and spent his final weeks reflecting publicly on politics and civil rights. Around the world, a decades-old Cold War dispute is escalating tensions between Washington and Havana. The U.S. has charged former Cuban leader Raul Castro over the 1996 shooting down of two planes operated by the Cuban-American group Brothers to the Rescue. Four people were killed, including three Americans. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announced charges including conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals and destruction of aircraft. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel dismissed the case as politically motivated and accused Washington of using it to justify pressure on Cuba's communist government. The move comes as the Trump administration increases sanctions and criticism of Havana's leadership. Legal experts say Castro is unlikely to appear in a U.S. court, but the indictment sharply raises tensions between the two countries once again. Another news. Diplomatic efforts between Washington and Tehran remain fragile. Iran says it is reviewing the latest U.S. response to proposals aimed at ending the war, while President Trump warned that renewed military action could come quickly if talks fail. Pakistani officials continue to mediate between the two sides, with several rounds of indirect communication already taking place. Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned that any new attacks could trigger a broader regional conflict. Meanwhile, tensions around the Strait of Hormuz continue to shake global energy markets, with Tehran introducing a new controlled maritime zone for shipping traffic. Oil prices remain volatile as fears grow over disruptions to one of the world's most important energy routes. Both sides say negotiations continue, but major disagreements remain unresolved. Another news. Britain is easing some sanctions on Russian energy imports as global oil prices surge. Prime Minister Keir Starmer defended temporary licenses allowing the UK to import Russian crude refined in third countries like India, saying the move is meant to protect British consumers from soaring energy costs linked to the Middle East conflict. The government also loosened restrictions on certain Russian liquefied natural gas imports. Opposition leaders accused Starmer of undermining sanctions designed to pressure Moscow over the war in Ukraine. European Union officials have also criticized Western moves to soften restrictions on Russian energy exports. British ministers insist the changes are limited and temporary, but the decision highlights growing economic pressure on governments as instability in the Middle East disrupts global fuel markets. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.